It is interesting to note how large a portion of the Bible is occupied with the subject of prayer, either in furnishing examples, enforcing precepts, or pronouncing promises. We scarcely open the Bible before we read, "Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." And just as we are about to close the volume, the amen of an earnest supplication meets our ear. Instances are plentiful. Here we find a wrestling Jacob, there a Daniel who prayed three times a day, and a David who with all his heart called upon his God. On the mountain we see Elias, in the dungeon Paul and Silas. We have multitudes of commands and myriads of promises. What does this teach us but the sacred importance and the absolute necessity of prayer? We may be certain that whatever God has made prominent in His Word, He intended to be conspicuous in the lives of His children, the Christians. If He has said much about prayer, it is because He knows that you and I have much need of it. So deep are our necessities that until we are in heaven, we dare not, we must not, we cannot cease to pray. Do you want nothing? Then I fear that you do not know your own poverty. Have you no mercy to ask of Almighty God? Then may the Lord's mercy show you your deep misery. A prayerless soul is a Christless soul. Prayer has been described as the lisping of the believing infant, the shout of the fighting believer, and the grand finale of the dying saint falling asleep in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the breath, the watchword, the comfort, the strength, the honor of a Christian. If you're a child of God, you will seek the Father's face and by His grace seek to live in His love and for His glory. May today you be made holy, humble, zealous, and patient, and have a closer communion with the Lord Jesus Christ, and enter often into the banqueting house of His love, as in faith, in believing faith, you call upon Him, seeking His blessing, undeserving as we are, but that we might each one be used for His glory. Pray that you may be an example and a blessing to others, and that you may live more to the glory of our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. Today He needs instruments through which He can display His love, His grace, His mercy, through which He can proclaim to a lost, needy, sick world the grace of God as manifested at the place called Calvary's cross. I just wonder, Christian friend, if you're willing today to take as your motto, continue in prayer, and use your valuable time. You have no more, no less than anyone else in this world. That's one place that we're all equal, for we all have just 24 hours a day. What's the most valuable thing you can do with your time? Is it to go out and make money? Is it to build a kingdom for yourself? To make a name for yourself? The most valuable thing you can do with your time is to go before Almighty God in prayer, in worship, in praise, in supplication, in thanksgiving, calling upon Him, the blessed occupation of the child of God. But should there be those listening today, strangers to Jesus Christ, let me suggest what you might pray to Him. God, be merciful to me, the sinner, and save me for Christ's sake as I trust Him as my Lord and Savior. Will you do it today? He'll bless you for it. Amen.